You are listening to Dishin' and Swishin', the world of women's hoops on hoopfeed.com.
Hi, everybody. This is David Siegel welcoming you to this week's Dishin' and Swishin' podcast on HoopFeed. And we're getting closer and closer, but it seems like it's going to take forever to get to the start of the college basketball season as everybody looks forward to it. But I am really pleased to have back for the first time in a couple of years on the podcast one of the top coaches of basketball today, the head coach of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, Muffet McGraw. Coach, how are you today?
I'm great, David, but I'll tell you what, I would like a few more weeks of practice, so it can wait a couple of weeks before we get to that first game.
Well, Coach, I mean, come on, you know, how much practice does this team actually need? When you come in as number three in the country in the preseason rankings, which I think is actually a position too low for this group, congratulations on such high rankings and expectations.
Well, I feel the opposite. I think it's very high for a team that lost a pretty considerable amount of scoring, rebounding, and just about everything else plus experience. So we've got such a young team. I really think they can't wait to get to games. I would like a lot more practice.
Well, in case anybody for some reason doesn't realize it, of course, three starters are gone. Kayla McBride, Natalie Achanwa, Arielle Breaker, all were big contributors to these teams in their different roles. But when you start with Jewel Lloyd coming back, and then you add in Lindsay Allen, who was so terrific as a freshman, at least you really have a great basis right there.
We really do have a great backcourt. I think that is probably the one area where we do feel really strong. Certainly, Jewel Lloyd, one of the best, if not the best player in the country, preseason ACC favorite to win the Conference Player of the Year. I think she is definitely somebody that we're building around, and we're going to need the ball in her hands quite a bit.
You know, Coach, you've had obviously tremendous players over the year, tremendously talented players, and also great athletes. But from what I, over the years, I don't know if I've ever seen the combination of athleticism and basketball skills in one player like you have with Jewel Lloyd.
Well, you're right about that. I have not seen anybody that has the skill that she does to shoot the ball and score the ball, and yet at the same time can get the alley-oop and can really defend. She can rebound with just about anybody in the country. She's so talented but so athletic, and I'll tell you, she's the hardest worker in the gym.
And let's talk for a second about Lindsay, since I mentioned her already. She had a tremendous year as a freshman. I would venture that she might have even exceeded your expectations as a freshman point guard under such difficult circumstances as your scheduling.
She really did. She overachieved. And how do you imagine what a freshman is going to be like in that role and gets all the way to the national championship game and just never got flustered? She is the most poised, steady point guard I think we've ever had. She is not an emotional type of point guard, just gets her job done. And I think an easy team to lead, certainly when you've got Kayla and Ace doing a lot of the work for you inside. But she really, really had a fantastic season. And now she's going to have a little bigger role for us. I think probably going to score a little bit more. I think she'll be a little more visible to you this year.
Well, since you mentioned them, and we'll let's talk for a sec about your departed seniors, that group. First question I have to ask, when the year ends the way that it did last year with the injury to Achanwa, does that make it easier or harder to move on and get past that and get focused on the future?
You know, I think it's always hard to move on after a loss. I think it's just difficult when you look and you think of what you could have done differently. I think there's so many things, but I don't know if it made it more difficult not having Natalie. I think you wonder what could have been, but we didn't spend a lot of time thinking about it. You know, we lost the national championship game, and so the season began the next day. This year began the moment we got back to Purcell Pavilion after getting off the bus and talked about this is where we begin the next run.
Now this summer, though, you did have I saw you out and about at WNBA games. How about the years that your players had this past year? Did Skylar bounce back to be the player that we expected her to be in her second year as a pro, and Kayla, you know, being such a tremendous rookie this year?
Well, I don't think you've seen a rookie take over like Kayla McBride did. She was the leading scorer for her team, a team that made the playoffs. I thought she should have been Rookie of the Year. She was the only rookie in the hunt, I think, that made the playoffs. So what a fantastic year. Didn't really miss a beat. She was pro-ready when she left here, and What a just a great season she had. And Skylar Diggins, what can you say about her? The second best player in the league. If you look at scoring, she was the second leading scorer, most improved player. Came such a long way, averaged over 20 points a game, and did so many things, a great assist-to-turnover ratio. She's the point guard of the future for the U.S. Olympic team. I think she's somebody that everybody would like to see running that team.
I think that you're absolutely right about that. Were you a little bit surprised when Odyssey Sims was the selection instead of her, or did you think because of the circumstances of already having Sue Bird and already having Lindsey Whalen that they just went with the defensive stopper?
You know, I think Skylar's a great defensive player. She was certainly, while she was here, our best defensive player, really set the tone for the defense. I think she can really guard in the full court, in the half court, kind of wherever you want her to go. She can play the one, she can play the two, and she's happy to do either. Whatever you want her to do, you just have to tell her, and that's what she's going to do. I was really surprised that she didn't make the team. I think that they certainly could have used her, and like I said, I think she should be the point guard of the Olympic team.
Now, one question that always comes up whenever they talk about USA basketball and stuff, can you clarify, everybody knows you're one of the top coaches and that USA basketball would love to have you. In the past, you've said that that's something that you really enjoy your summers off, I believe.
I would love to be in the mix. I think there were a lot of years when I felt like just concentrating on my team to get us to this level. I think it took a lot of work. And now that we're here, you know, hoping to reap some of the benefits and looking at some of the things, the 16 Olympic team had already been decided in terms of the coach, so, you know, wasn't really in contention for that. So I think looking at the future, where do we go from here? I understand that being a part of coaching some of those teams would be important to get to that next level.
But you would be interested in being a part of it because, you know, they add people all the time to the pool at different levels. You know, so but you would like to coach that team.
Yeah, I mean, it would be great to be an assistant on that team. I think that there's definitely would have been a lot of fun, I think, to see how things were. And I don't know if people were ready for Gino and I to both be on the same side, but it sure would have been fun to give that a look.
I think that would definitely be some entertaining basketball on and off the court. Let's get back to this year and this year's team. Now, Coach, you've had some tall teams. I mean, I've certainly seen them in Connecticut. You got, what, 6 players, 6'2" this year or taller? I mean, you've got a big group of kids. They're young, but they're big.
This is the best post team we have had in my tenure. We have depth. We have talent, we have size, and it's the first time in a long time that we will be able to really rotate a lot of good players through the post position, and I think become a little more post-oriented. I think you're going to see us looking to go inside a lot more than we have in the past.
Now, let's talk about the freshmen, you know, the class. All three of them were highly rated, but the National Player of the Year, Breonna Turner, is a very special player.
She really is special. The thing I love most about Bree, she just wants to learn. She is so humble. She doesn't care what accolades she came in with. She doesn't care about the past. She just wants to focus on where she is now and how can she get better and help the team. She's a starter for us. She is somebody that continues to get better every single day. As she gets more comfortable, I think we'll be so much better. Right now, just learning the offense, trying to be in the right spot, trying not to make mistakes, and I think that's the progression of freshmen. They want to learn things first, and then they'll start to maybe be a little freer offensively, have a little more creativity, but right now I couldn't be happier with where she is. She's going to be our leading rebounder, probably lead the team in block shots as well, runs the floor so well, just can do so many things.
You know, and you put her alongside the returning Raymer, and That's looking like quite a bit of offense that is potentially coming out of the middle.
Well, Taya Reimer came back this year, and what a different player. She has got just a tremendous upside. I think she's somebody that has been waiting for this opportunity. Even though she's just a sophomore, it feels like she's got that experience. She learned a lot last year being a starter in the Final Four, started some games early when Natalie Chutman was out. So she's got that experience, and she is just ready to move forward. She has really, really been more aggressive offensively. She's looking to score more, which is what we want her to do. And we'll also be a force on the board. So I think this will be our best rebounding team ever.
you know, Coach, we're talking about these players, and we haven't even gotten to players like Madison Cable and Mikayla Mabry off the bench, and you're still telling me that number three is too low for this team? That you think the team should be rated even further back?
The interesting thing about this year, if you look at the teams, with the exception of South Carolina, everybody lost somebody important. I think everybody had some big losses. And so really, when you look at all the teams and you think, well, you know, if they can replace that person, they'll be pretty good. We've got three starters to replace. Some other teams only have one or two. So I think they're a little bit ahead of us. But, you know, we're a team that's going to improve. We're going to maybe take some lumps early. We're going to find out a lot about our team because we challenged them with a tough schedule early in the non-conference. By the time we get to ACC play, I think it'll be a different team. But I'll tell you, the ACC has got to be one of the best leagues in the country, so that's going to be a challenge for us too.
No question about it. But, Coach, you know, I looked at the early part of the schedule. You know, I know these conferences change all the time, but are you trying to win the Big Ten championship too?
That's how we felt last year.
You know, Michigan.
Michigan State, and this year it's going up to Michigan State, a big game for us.
That's going to be a tough game.
Top 15 team. I think an experienced team, that's going to really tell us a lot early on about where we are.
Do you like playing games like that early on? I mean, I found it really interesting that, you know, you're going to Michigan State. You know, UConn's going out to Stanford early on. You know, all of the bigger programs the teams are scheduling early at a conference. Do you like playing those games early as opposed to later?
I really do, because I don't think you learn anything from winning by 30. I don't think big wins early in the season against teams that may not even be in the tournament really help your team. It's a false sense of confidence. I want somebody to come out and say, this is what you need to work on. When we leave the game, we want to learn something about our team. That's why we schedule those games early. We've got Maryland coming up. Of course, we've got UConn coming up in December. So we're going to know a lot about our team by the time we get to ACC play.
And for other people that don't know, that may not know, DePaul is also on the schedule, UCLA, Michigan, St. Joseph's was a tournament team the last 2 years as well. So, and of course, you know, it's always important to play the Philly teams.
You got to. That's my alma mater, so it's going to be fun. They're coming out here this year. Next year, we'll be heading to Philly.
And, so, you know, and that's, like you said, before you even hit the ACC, and of course, you know, Duke, you know, is again ranked top 10 despite some of their issues at guard. They still have the strong front court with Williams. North Carolina, even without the Shields, had that vaunted class last year that'll make them tough. And, you know, it just goes on and on. And just for fun, you get to reacquaint yourself with Jeff Walsh.
Yeah, as if it wasn't going to be tough enough. And another team ranked in the top 15. So I think we've got five teams ranked in the top 25. Other teams will be getting votes, and who knows where we'll be by the end of the year. Last year took eight to the tournament, and that was just a record-setting year for the ACC, and we hope to do that again this year.
Are you liking the ACC now that you've had a chance to adjust, to, you know, have 1 year in, now that you're settling into maybe getting some rivalries established?
I do. I love the ACC. I think we've got some great rivalries even after just 1 year. I think Duke is a team that we've always recruited against, and I think that's a big rival for us. North Carolina, a great young team. Glad to have Sylvia Hassel back on the sideline this year. And as you mentioned, Jeff Walls coming in with Louisville, another top team. We've had some rivalries with them over the years when they were in the Big East, and now we're going to continue that in the ACC. But it's a great league. It's a great fit for us academically, and I think it's just a great fit overall.
But, Coach, you still have to go to Syracuse in January.
No, we do. And that's a great team. They are very talented. I think a little underranked this time.
Yeah, you know, that's a program that is really on the rise. But, you know, one interesting thing that does happen now with this conference being stretched the way that it is, you have a situation where you have, in 1 week, you're playing at home against Florida State, but then you're going up to Syracuse and then down to Miami. You know, that's a lot of travel.
It is. You know, that's why I take it one game at a time. I want to stress myself out thinking about that in the future. But, it really is. And fortunately, we're allowed to charter, and we can get in and out of places pretty easily. Hopefully, there won't be too much snow in Syracuse. But I have a feeling Miami won't have any weather problems down there.
Yeah, I think you wouldn't mind playing there every year instead of having them come up.
We're lucky that's over break, because we'll be able to go down and spend a few days down in sunny Florida. So that's another bonus of being in the ACC. We've got some great weather down there.
Well, and of course, you know, you had mentioned it, and we have to mention that game coming up against Connecticut. It was great to see that rivalry renewed. It's the Jimmy V Classic, so that's something that I know is important to both of you, both you and Coach Ariyama. You guys have been tremendous at fundraising, in particular for the Kay Yao Fund, for the breast cancer situations. I mean, you guys have raised almost over three quarters of $1 million for breast cancer research in Notre Dame games.
Well, our fans have been tremendous in the support of Kay Yao and all we're trying to do with the Pink Zone, the Play for Kay games. There's so many things. There's so many women, and everybody knows somebody that's been affected by cancer, whether it's breast cancer or just cancer in general. You look at what happened this past weekend with Lauryn Hill down at the playing at Xavier, and what a great turnout they had for that. But anything that we can do to give back, we're always willing to do.
Coach, what did you think of all of that with Lauryn Hill? You know, that obviously that captivated not only women's basketball world, but all over, you know, national headlines and stuff. That was something that, you know, it really is beyond the scope of women's basketball and what we're talking about here.
It really was. It's so much more than basketball, and that's everybody came together. I was so happy to see the sellout in an hour. And so many people came out. Pat Summitt was there. Skylar Diggins was there. There were so many people there to come out and support not just basketball, but this young lady who is the face now of pediatric cancer, and we're hoping that we can raise a lot of money for that cause and just to look at what she's going through and what she wanted to do and how important this was for her. And if people can just have a little bit of a sense of what she's going through and give some money and do some things, do the layup for Lauryn and do some things that will bring attention to that so that we can get the research.
Well, actually, you know, you were just called out today, I saw, by Sylvia Hatchell. She called out all the ACC women. She just called out all the ACC women's basketball coaches.
All right. Well, we'll get right on that.
Well, Coach, best of luck as the season progresses. It's going to be a great year. There is no doubt that Notre Dame is headed towards another deep, deep tournament run. You have one of the most spectacular players in the country that everybody enjoys watching in Jewel Lloyd, and talented, talented team. And I know that we're going to be seeing you guys pushing the envelope once again.
Well, we'll take it one game at a time. I can't wait to get started. I'm excited for the season, especially excited to come out. And it's fun watching Jewel Lloyd from my side of the bench. So I'm sure the fans are going to be entertained watching her. But it's going to be a great year in women's college basketball.
They throw some of those Jewel Hoop passes, and you get to sit there and say, wow.
She's going to be fighting Breonna Turner for that one this year, so it's going to be fun. We're going to have some alley-oops going.
Well, we got to come up with a name for those, though. I mean, come on, the other one, that works just too well.
Yes. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. You take care and have